What about gas prices? We've heard enough about gas prices being Putin's problem. We know that's not true. Patrick DeHaan knows everything there is to know about gas and prices. He's the Gas Buddy senior analyst who will remember in his retirement many, many years from now what a boon this whole gas fiasco has been, because you are now so famous, Patrick. I don't know if Ann has to stand in line to get you on the show, because if you're not on our show, you're on television all the time now.
Well, she still has the back channels.
Oh, nice.
You know, to get a hold of me.
Well, Ann has back channels. That is for sure.
There you go.
So the gas prices are going down, and amazingly, United States Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says it will continue. I thought she once said that she had no control over that.
Well, you know, the real interesting thing yesterday was actually that the national average did just break the downward streak. We had been, I believe, 62 straight days of decline. And we broke it yesterday. The national average went up a penny overnight. Detroit is up 3 cents from a week ago, and that's because the wholesale price of gasoline, primarily in the Great Lakes, has jumped 45 cents a gallon over the last 10 days, and stations that had been lowering prices suddenly saw the bottom drop out on their margin. So a lot of those lower-priced stations have actually gone up a couple of cents. And so yesterday, Indiana prices went up to $3.99, Ohio went up to $3.69. Thankfully, the wholesale price for gasoline yesterday plummeted 20 cents, or Michigan might have been facing an increase as well. But we're starting to get to the bottom here.
Well, that's fascinating. Then tell me where I'm hearing this rumor. Maybe it's politicized rumor. I don't know what it is. But I swear I saw somewhere someone say they still expect gas to go to $6 a gallon.
Well, you know, J.P. Morgan had made that prediction way back, I think, in June. They said by August, the national average would hit $6.20. You know, thankfully, I was able to share my opinion. I said, I don't think, you know, the stars aren't going to align for $6 a gallon national average. We haven't got there. I don't think we'll get there. But it's still possible that we could go back up to, you know, semi-uncomfortable levels. I don't think we'll retest the $5 high watermark that we saw in mid-June, but we are still in the midst of hurricane season. There are still factors out there, positive economy, yet last week's jobs report was fairly good. And that's offsetting worries about a slowdown, because right now it's really a game of where the economy goes, gas prices go. If the economy falters and we enter into a recession, gas prices decline. And if we're able to avoid falling off that cliff, well, then gas prices may go up. A better economy, higher gas prices. Americans consume more gasoline.
You know, Sean, you were we were talking off air. He's like spending $15 a day because he has kind of a thing. He has kind of a gas station fetish. You should know, Patrick. He can't pass a gas station without pulling in and topping off his tank. We don't have time to analyze what that's all about.
Well, he's right. In my neck of the woods, it went up 20 cents in the snap of a finger. Patrick, I was enjoying those lower numbers, and so I'm glad to hear you explain why that happened, because I know in my neck of the woods, the western suburbs out here, a lot of people have been complaining because it kind of bounced up over four again.
Yeah, and that's because of a bad readout from the government last week. So much has been said about demand being very low. The government numbers have been very low. The government numbers, it's an interesting methodology how they come up with their demand numbers. And that's a key equation into how prices move, right? Supply and demand, blah, blah, blah. And the government numbers have been showing very weak demand. And suddenly last week, it had caught up to where we had been saying it was. And that caused gasoline inventories last week to plummet 5 million barrels. So that's where a lot of the hike is coming from. It's a sudden resurgence in the government's way that they measure for demand. And that caused inventories to plummet and for wholesale prices to shoot up.
Patrick DeHaan is with us, Gas Buddy senior analyst. You know, the bugaboo here is we generally speak in terms of the national average. But that can really give you kind of a skewed view, because For example, in all the reports you do and all of the checking you do, Patrick, who generally has the highest price of gas, and how much is that?
Well, and to your point, yeah, it's one metric to rule them all. So it doesn't give a fair shakedown of what prices are all over the country, right? Because Michigan could be sky high and the national average could be 60 cents lower. But right now, and generally speaking, California and Hawaii, usually it's California in a league of its own, but right now Hawaii is getting a run for its money.
What is gas going for in Hawaii?
The last time I checked, the averages were about $5.39 a gallon in both Hawaii and California. So,
all right,
still fairly lofty. But if you're out in Hawaii, right, that's maybe the price of those beautiful palm trees.
Right, right. And the low, where in the country do you usually see the low?
Well, typically it's someplace in the south. Right now, if you look at the statewide level, the lowest price state by state is in Texas today. But there are still some cities, and by the way, Texas, I'm trying to pull the numbers up here quickly. Last check, I believe Texas was at 342 for this.
So that's quite a spread, 342 to 539. And then you have to divide that and come up with the national average, which may not really be what we're paying, obviously. So it's interesting. We hope it keeps going down, Patrick DeHaan. We hope it never hits $6 again, as it did some places.
That's right.
And we hope we can always call upon you as our gas buddy, senior analyst.
Well, thanks for having me, and absolutely, anytime.
Thanks, Patrick. Ann has the back doorway to get to him. As we continue here on the Paul W. Smith Show,